You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios for hour number three today. Local, state, national, man, we cover down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. So, all right, we're heading off into the third of the triple dipper for the day. So triple dipper number three, I call this one sharing the battle space. So listen, like I said before the break, when you are the commander of a certain area of operations, you want to know who else is in your battle space. Are you have allies there? Do you have units you can coordinate with? Can you interlink your efforts? Is there a means to, you know, direct your lines of effort in such a way that your combined effort is bigger than what it would have been? Is one of the other organizations a force enabler, a force multiplier? That being said, here's the deal. Conservatives have got to make sure that we do not become so myopic in our view towards one organization that we forget that there's others. We may have a passion point in our life that is specific to something that someone else is already doing good work in, and we can just jump on board. So I told you this week, every day at 4 o'clock, I'm going to be taking another organization that is currently operating within the state of Alabama in whatever capacity for conservative values. And we're going to talk about what they're doing, how they're doing it, maybe how you might want to get on board. So with that being said, I just became aware recently of the Faith Family Freedom Coalition of Metro Mobile. Now, you may be saying, Phil, you're a North Alabama show. Yeah, I mean, we cover over half the state. We have a lot of listeners in Mobile, actually. A lot of supporters down there, too. Well, Dr. Martin Scott Catino, goes by Scott Catino, is the president of Faith Family Freedom Coalition of Metro Mobile. He's a U.S. Fulbright scholar. He and his wife, Lisa, serve as Alliance Defending Freedom's ambassadors for Alabama. I'm a big fan of ADF. He's served all over the world in a variety of capacities in research posts for diverse entities like the Department of Defense, FBI, private security programs, with a focus on civil unrest, terrorism, and insurgency. His most recent field studies very recently, include researching civil unrest in Northern Ireland, Panama, and the Dominican Republic. Anyway, without further ado, let me go ahead and just bring him on right now with great credentials. Dr. Catino, Phil Williams here. How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing real well, Phil. Thanks again for having me here. I really appreciate being on the show.
Well, thank you. I know you were on a couple of other shows that I'm extremely familiar with. I think Greg Davis, you were on his show. And then you've also been on, right, I think, Jeff Poor's show down in Mobile, I believe.
KRG.
Yeah.
That's the show before that, right.
There you go. Well, listen, let me just do this. I mean, you've got a background that's pretty interesting, pretty diverse. But you're out there in the middle of what I would call the conservative battle space. If you don't mind, just take a minute and sort of unpack your organization, what y'all do, and how you do it.
Yes, again, thank you for this opportunity. You know, our Faith Family Freedom Coalition Metro Mobile, like many other organizations, we're dedicated to Judeo-Christian values and promoting them, because obviously they're under attack.
Yeah.
And also our constitutional liberties. But what we've seen is just a major uptick in the last couple of years here in Mobile of organized, very highly skilled subversive groups, particularly the human rights campaign.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of left-wing radicals like the DEI crowd, who have so embedded themselves in the mayor's office and have complete support from him. So we're getting together and we've reacted to this by putting together a coalition. We say we're not a new group, though. We work with Tea Party. We work with Eagle Forum, just good conservative people. We mobilize action and we form into teams. We have specific teams that work in the educational area, the political arena, the church arena, the information arena. As a military man, you understand that. We've got to get into those key operational areas and be able to effectively make change and promote these values.
So y'all are a values-based organization and some would say a principled-based organization. When you're out there doing, you're working at the grassroots level, obviously, because you're a locally centered organization. Are you affiliated with national organizations at all?
We work closely with Alliance Defending Freedom. They have been such an extraordinary resource with their insights, their legal advice, and just so many other services that they offer.
Well, so are you guys volunteer led? Do you have a budget? I mean, how's this work? Do you have the ability to rally up folks for, you know, going downtown and marching on, you know, the city council or whatever if you had to?
You know, we're a nonprofit corporation, and what we do is we make sure that we're well linked with all the other conservative grassroots groups. And so, yes, we have that ability to where we can certainly mobilize action, and we can stand up on issues like this very important issue of annexation.
Yeah, and so the benefit of my listeners, and we've talked about it before, the potential is there right now. The city council just recently approved the idea of allowing a referendum, a vote of the people in West Mobile County out towards the airport area that could, if they approved it, then upwards of 25,000 or so local residents would become, you know, residents of the city of Mobile, making them effectively the second largest city in the state overnight. And I think many people thought this was kind of moving along without controversy, but your organization came in and began putting up billboards and sort of rallying the grassroots against the effort. So talk about that some more.
Yeah, people are surprised when I start off by saying I'm actually not against the concept of annexation. If this was Governor Ron DeSantis and his leadership in a specific area and his type of administration, I would be the loudest proponent for annexation. But we don't have Ron DeSantis here. We now have a city government under Mayor Stimson who has so galvanized and has so energized the DEI, this horrific race-based discriminatory system that he says he is comprehensively pushing across all the city departments. So we have a system of inequality that they want to now push into the western areas of Mobile. So with annexation is going to come this DEI program, which is really going to continue to harm a lot of people. And secondly, last year he appointed two liaisons from the Human Rights Campaign. And if your audience isn't aware of them, understand that this is the leading organization that promotes grooming, that promotes destroying parental rights, and literally publishes guides on how to subvert and undermine churches. And so Mayor Stimson empowers them. And not surprisingly, we have a major uptick in drag queen type shows and activities and assertiveness from the radical LGBT community.
So let me ask you this, because I know Mayor Stimson personally. I know his family and him. And that being said, I've also known him to be a man of faith. I was at a meeting not long ago where he was the one who was praying over the meeting. Have you met with the mayor? Have you discussed these things with him? Is there an opportunity for dialogue on some of this?
Right after he made the appointments, we had requested an opportunity to sit and discuss these issues, and we did. We spoke for over 2 hours, where I was able to very specifically state the issue here has nothing to do with LGBTQ, nothing to do with that. These are radical LGBTQ. This is like the difference between he tries to push this policy, let me back up, of Mobile for All. We're not saying that he can't have someone from an LGBTQ community to be an advisor. We don't oppose that. But when he picks the most radical organization that has an agenda of destroying our Constitution and really harming children, and he empowers them, that's a major problem. And now they want to annex and promote and push that to the West. This is our concern.
Okay, and I hear that too. So, I mean, I remember fussing on the air not long ago when they painted the cannon downtown in rainbow colors, and I take issue. I mean, the Human Rights Campaign has been the target of my angst on this show several times. That being said, is the mayor's office willing to negotiate? And let me ask you this. If the mayor's office said, okay, you know what, we'll get rid of the Human Rights Campaign and I'll axe the DEI staff, would that change your position, or is this something that is not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the infrequent communications I have with his office, I make it crystal clear. This is not personality based. This is not an anti any person. We are just so concerned about these children. We are just so concerned about what the HRC has done in other areas of Alabama with these SOGI laws, sexual orientation, gender ideology laws, and how they threaten Christian liberties and parental rights. That's our concern.
And so are you? Do you have churches rallying with you? I mean, what's the base look like for your effort?
I am very glad to say more recently, extraordinary leadership we're seeing now of pastors, and particularly Pathway Church with Pastor Travis Johnson, who recently put together a letter of originally 45 local pastors and leaders, really protesting in a really, really nice Christian spirit, this uptick and assertion of these radical LGBTQ ideas, but particularly the assault on children. So we're seeing quite a bit now of pastoral leadership supporting the kind of movement that we are definitely promoting here.
Okay, so if the mayor's office were to say, okay, we hear you, and we'll tone it down or do away with it altogether, I guess would be the better. Then you're not opposed, because some would say annexation brings with it city services. It brings with it, you know, the ability to have police and fire coverage that maybe you don't have some right now. But then there's other issues like, does it bring taxation, you know, stuff like that. So all said and done, this is going to be a referendum. The people are going to vote on this. I think your efforts have gained traction from what I'm hearing from my sources down there. What do you think if the vote were tomorrow? By the way, the vote is what, a month from now? Is that right?
The vote is tomorrow on annexation.
Oh, it's tomorrow. I don't know why. I was thinking it was August 18th. Okay, so it's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's actually tomorrow. So if I could just quickly back up.
Yeah.
So, you know, the notion of services and departments being extended, I'm sorry. But, you know, each one of these has a DEI agenda. Let me just briefly talk about the Parks and Rec Department.
I tell you what, Scott, let me do this. We're up against a break that I've got to take right now. Can you hang on through the break, and we'll just continue this conversation right afterwards? Let's do that.
Sure.
All right, we're with Dr. Scott Catino. He's the president of the Faith, Family, and Freedom Coalition of Metro Mobile, an organization that sprang up for grassroots reasons down there promoting faith-based solutions, conservative policies, and is right now in the grassroots effort to basically convince people not to vote for annexation in Mobile. You guys stay tuned. We got more where that came from. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, we're going right back now with Dr. Scott Catino. He's the president of the Faith, Family, and Freedom Coalition of Metro Mobile and their efforts right now with regards to the annexation. By the way, I say all the time on this show, folks, that getting involved in something at the grassroots level is just as important as anything you might do towards like Washington, D.C., I mean, never underestimate the value of local grassroots. And so that being said, let me jump back in with Dr. Catino. Hey, Scott, thank you for spending some time with us. Thanks for holding on during the break. That might be a little bit longer than we had even thought you might be able to stay on, but thank you for that. You were just about to head down another train of thought there. You want to jump back on it?
Sure. So, you know, the argument of the city government under the mayor's leadership is that annexation is going to be an extension of these high-quality services, and he mentioned several departments, including the Parks and Rec. Let me give you a couple quotes from the Park and Rec. Last February, during Black History Month, they ran DEI seminars pushing this ideology of inequality. So there's the indoctrination that's happening and being pushed. And this 2 years ago, I want to call attention to what they did. For Black History Month, they ran a film on Judas and the Black Messiah. It's a glowing tribute to the Black Panther leader, Fred Hampton. Hampton was an avowed communist who advocated mass killing and violence against the police, government, local business, and the community. Here's what Fred Hampton had to say, and they even quote this in the movie to a degree. Here's what Fred Hampton said, quote, "Kill a few and get a little satisfaction. Kill some more and you get some more satisfaction. Kill them all and you get complete satisfaction," end quote. And that's the message that they're pushing through. So this is a problem. When this ideology gets into the city government and they begin to promote it, it creates hate. It creates division. It does more than just create a system of inequality. This has proven to be a problem in many other areas, and this is what the mayor is promoting. No, he's not a radical socialist. What he is an accommodationist and an opportunist that's doing and saying anything for political power. And this is done on the backs of the people. And that's what concerns us. So, yes, you're going to start seeing the parks. You're going to see the health department that says it no longer believes in equality. It now believes in equity, including resource redistribution. So this is the kind of system that is going to be pushed into the annexed areas, and it's very problematic.
All right, so they go to the polls tomorrow. Let me ask you this. We only have about 2 minutes left. The city council, you're talking about the mayor a lot. What about the city council? I would assume they have some say. My recollection of dealing with things in the city council down there is the mayor and the city council are often butting heads. Where are they on this issue, real quick?
Now, they're not butting heads. We had Scott Jones, who was an outstanding council person, and he had stepped down. He was a true voice for the people and conservative Christian principle. We simply don't have that. And unfortunately, the city council is promoting this annexation, and it's not getting the attention. In fact, they keep running their cover messaging. They keep running their front strategy that this is going to help the people. It's just nonsense. It is a very destructive ideology.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Scott, we appreciate your time. And the council member you talked about, I remember talking about him on the show, too. And I'm a little concerned that somebody would run for office, feel frustrated, and then just quit. And I think that that needs to be addressed. But he may have had some great ideas, but he chose not to stick it out and work those ideas right now. The other thing, you know, about the mayor's office, I'll be honest with you, just because I know him personally, I will tell you that I know him to be a man of faith. My hope is that whichever way this election goes, that you'll be able to sit down with him and try to figure this thing out, because sooner or later, there's going to be a reckoning. And I agree with you on the things we don't want to see being bled into other parts of the community. But I also think that this particular mayor, he might hear that. And I'm hoping that's the case. All right. Hey, Scott Catino, president of the Faith, Family, and Freedom Coalition of Metro Mobile. We appreciate your time today and for letting us know about your organization.
Thank you very much, Phil. I really enjoyed the time here.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a great day.
Take care. You too. All right. We're going to come right back. I'm going to keep this thing going. There's a whole lot to be said for the fact that there are other groups out there doing stuff. And we got to know, who are we sharing the battle space with? You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.